Welcome back to Portals. I am your host, Lauren Courtney. It is the Saturday before the full moon eclipse in Libra, a huge moment for rebalancing, for a shift in karmic order. For those of you like myself who have been deeply doing your work, showing up, questioning yourself, questioning your direction and growth, showing up to the answers, and leaning into the unknown and discomfort, I can tell you that things are about to start looking up. With that, we've got this final release available to us, this really big, magnetic, juicy, amplified energy of karmic restoration and balance. Can you feel it? Because I know I can. I had initially recorded an episode yesterday, and something told me to sit with it, that I was actually still processing what I was talking about. I had done some really deep work on my nerves on Thursday. I've shared this a little bit. I am working to heal some nerve damage that I had in my body due to a series of surgeries on my jaw from the ages of 17 to 25. And I ended up with some nerve damage, and when I stepped into my Kundalini training this year, I decided to make that my intention, was to heal my nerve damage and truly restore my nervous system. So I had done some deep work on Thursday of this week, getting into my nerves, getting into my heart, getting into my emotions. And certain things started to reveal themselves to me. I kept being taken back over the last month or so to kindergarten and first grade. And this memory of a song that stuck in my head. And this isn't some song we heard about on the radio. This was a song a kid, a fellow student my age, wrote about other kids in my class, three in particular, three girls. It was a boy that wrote this song, and he wrote this song about three girls, and it wasn't nice. It was making fun of them. It was making fun of religion. It was making fun of sexuality. It was making fun of weight. And now I'm talking, this memory is ingrained from somewhere between 5 and 7 years old. Formative years. 5 and 7. And I know that these aren't words necessarily that were used in my home. And I remember feeling uncomfortable. I remember people would laugh. And when you're able to look back at these things as an adult, you realize people laugh also because they're uncomfortable. And that kid writing the song was simply looking for attention. Now, I don't know what was going on or wasn't going on in his home, but he was obviously looking for attention. And it didn't matter if it was good or bad. And in doing that, there's obviously a part that is craving the attention. Is it insecurity? Whatever it may be. And from that, I know what was impressed upon me was insecurity. Feeling uncomfortable. Not feeling safe in groups. Feeling that when you walk out of a room, someone's talking about you. Or making up a song about you, and other people are laughing. Now, these three girls that he wrote this song about, while I wasn't close friends with them, I was friendly with them. I've always been friendly with most people. And I guess in a lot of ways, I've always made it a point to be friendly with people who felt different. Because I too felt different. I think we all feel different. And then we all go about those things in different ways. And at the young age of 5 to 7, we go about them by trying to fit in. Yet as we get older, we realize we were never here to fit in. We were here to be different. So I'm bringing you back to this early impression, because maybe there's something for you that you'll remember. Something for you that you've been thinking about. So at 5 to 7 years old, I started to have the awareness of people getting made fun of. This idea of trying to fit in so you're not seemingly different. Because if you're different, people may make fun of you. And then around 8 years old, my teachers started to talk to my parents about the fact that I had trouble paying attention in school. That I didn't focus, that I wouldn't look at my desk. I was always looking out the window. Well, yeah, I still do that. But the thing is, when you're in school, you're supposed to pay attention. So at this point, I wasn't yet diagnosed with ADD. It was the beginning of the path too. Instead, I had stickers placed on my desk so I would pay attention. I don't fully remember this. It's something that's been retold to me over the years. And I think the reason I don't fully remember it is because I felt different. It was the first time that people would see consciously that I was different. Because no one else had stickers on their desk. Just me. So I could pay attention. And you know, at that age, like maybe it's cool to have stickers on your desk. But not when it makes you different than everyone else. And you've already had this fear of being different impressed upon you. So again, I had that fear imprinted into my subconscious mind in my early days of growing up. And then just as it came time for me to have my conscious mind programmed, I was shown I was different. I think there's much of a disservice in schools, and hopefully it gets better and the next generation gets better and after that continues to get better because we have more awareness now to people's spiritual gifts. Because I repressed all my gifts because of fear that I would be different. Because I was told you need to pay attention to one thing. When, for me, the way I process is with multiple things happening. Focusing on one thing doesn't work for me. I'm very sensory focused. So if I can touch something while I'm reading, or if I can hear music while I'm cooking, sure, I can do one thing. Meditation has brought me to a place that's really beautiful. With that, even before I sat down to record this podcast, I was cleaning my home. I was organizing the kitchen. I was saging the space. I was hooking up a microphone. I was cleaning a canvas, right? Multiple things. And then through doing those multiple things, I had a moment of, oh, it's time for inspired action. I'm going to sit down and record right now. So while I have the ability to focus on one thing, often it's doing multiple things that bring me into my greatest moment, that bring me into the place of clarity. And that was taken from me. So what happens is I went through life that way. I went through life trying to fit in, never wanting to be different, never wanting to be seen as different. Wanting to be seen and loved as myself, yet wanting to fit in. And that happened, you know, in middle school, through high school, through college, and I always had groups of friends. Always. As a matter of fact, most people that know me would be surprised to know that I had this anxiety and discomfort. And it's funny, I know in my heart that they had it too. Because we're drawn to others like us. We're drawn to others that are like us. And for me, that's people that are magical and different and special and are here to change the world in their own ways. Yet, for me, those people also reflected insecurities. And with that, sometimes an unhealthy ego forms. So I've seen this show up, as I said, in my teen years through college. And over the last few years, I noticed it again. In the coaching world, in the business world. When I began my business, it was all from a place of love. And it's continued to be. With that, I've also found myself in groups and mentorships and masterminds. And when I look back at them, there was a part of me that wanted to fit in. And again, I always did. With that, in order to fit in, I limited myself. I stayed a little smaller. And I felt insecure. Like, who am I to be here in these rooms with these amazing people? Well, who are you not to be? They're simply people. We are all individuals. We are all people. I deserve to be wherever I'm meant to be, as do we all. And over the last 2 years, I've actually stepped out of all of the masterminds I was in. At the moment, I only work with one coach who I work on social media stuff with. That's the only quote-unquote mastermind I'm in. And it's much different than the ones I was in before. Because these masterminds I was in before were quote unquote community focused. And as someone who is now holding space for a community inside of the weekly glow up, I'm able to see the really big differences. And the biggest difference of all is I am holding space for a community. I am not the leader of this community. I am not the guru of this community. I am simply the one here holding space for it because it is what God tasked me with. When I shared my Communiki 3-day experience to invite people into the weekly glow up once again, as I was guided to write the offering, I was guided to call out to the misfits, call out to the ones that are different, call out to the souls like me who are ready to be free. Free from insecure groups, free from impressions, free from feeling like they need to fit into a box. Because we're not here to. We are all here to lead our own lives, to remember who we are. So coming back to where I started, I've been doing this work on my nervous system and it's been allowing me to remember where these insecurities came from. And as I was having work done 2 days ago, I heard really clearly to exit a WhatsApp group. A WhatsApp group of a mastermind that I was in. We haven't been an active mastermind in, like I said, over 2 years. Yet there is still this WhatsApp group of this seeming community where there's occasional messages passed back and forth. So I had actually muted it some time ago. But as I was having this work done, I couldn't help but feel that my energy was leaking. To close the door. And I asked myself, why are you even still in this group chat? And I heard this voice of, I want to fit in. I want to be like everyone else. And that was when I made the decision to leave it. To tell that 5-year-old version of me, you don't need to fit into places. To remind her, you don't need to be liked and loved by everyone. As long as you like and love yourself. As long as you are in alignment with your truth. You don't need to stay a part of a group because of what they may offer you. Because God will offer you so much more than what anyone else can. God will offer you so much more than anyone else can. I'm going to say that one more time. God can offer you so much more. God will offer you so much more than anyone else can. So after I got done with my session, I picked up my phone and I had actually almost forgotten about it. But I had a notification on WhatsApp and it prompted me to open it. And I pulled up that group and I swiped to just delete it. But on WhatsApp, You can't just leave. You have to exit the conversation and exit the community and everyone inside sees when you leave. Now, here's the thing. Most people are focused on themselves. Most people won't even notice that I left. A few might, that are friends at this point and that I have a deep relationship with outside of this group chat and community. And others will never notice. And with that, I found so much peace in leaving the conversation. So I did it. I did the thing that I knew would make me a little uncomfortable. And with that, caused me great growth. Or I should say, provide me with great growth. So I left the conversation, called back my energy, and could feel so much peace through my body. Because here's the thing, this isn't simply about the group conversation that I chose to leave right now. This is about every group that I chose to stay in because of fear that I may be an outcast, out of fear that I may be a misfit, out of fear that I may be talked about, out of fear that I may not be liked. Every time I chose to stay in those situations, I disconnected further and further from myself. For 35 years. And that's okay. And I give myself the grace. Because at 5 years old, at 6 years old, at 7 years old, we make the decisions we make. We listen to our teachers. We listen to our parents. We listen to our friends' parents. We listen to the other kids. Growing up isn't always easy. And I think we all go through our own journeys that so often we don't even remember the catalysts. I'm getting emotional as I talk in this moment. So bear with me. Because I can see the multiple paths that we can end up going down. I've never felt called to dedicate an episode to anyone. But this, the leaving of that group, the choosing myself, the choosing to be different. I choose to change that whole timeline since I was 5 years old to set myself free. And I choose to dedicate that to my best friend from kindergarten, Ashley, who passed away 3 years ago. Our journeys were similar, and with that, different. And what I know is she had the best soul, and still does. And I'm thankful for my strength to have continued following my truth and finding it, though it was not easy. And it took me the death of loved ones to find who I am. And I continue to find who I am. Because I've now known too many people who couldn't find themselves, who tried to fit into the groups that they no longer fit into, who tried to be quote unquote perfect for their moms and dads and siblings. We are not here to fit in. We are here to stand out. And that is what I am choosing to do in this life with all of the time that I have left here, because I know I've got a whole lot of time to do a whole lot of good. And I hope that this is your reminder that you have a whole lot of time. You have a whole lot of time to do a whole lot of good. So if there are people or places or things that are holding you back, that are dragging you down, that are keeping you small, I invite you to use the energy of this upcoming full moon eclipse with the strength of 3 full moons. I invite you to use it to balance out your karma, to come back to your truth. Because you are here to stand out and be different. You are here to do amazing things in this world. And it is not too late to start. Allow this to be your jumping point. Allow this to be your leap. Allow this to be the diving board into the deep depths of the oceans you've never swam in. Let go of the cages, the fences, the boxes that you've put yourself in. Whatever they may be. Sometimes there's so little we don't even notice because they've become habitual. So notice them. Become aware, become conscious to who you are. You are alive, you are living, and you have so much to share with this world. Let's take a few breaths. Let's let that all settle in. You are here to do big things. I am here to do big things. We are here to do big things. So let's go and do those big things. Go ahead, close the doors, open the floodgates, and let the magic inside of you expose itself to the world. I feel my friend Ashley here with me so strong. So again, just honoring her. And honoring anyone that you or I may have lost that didn't have the opportunity to fully express their truth in this lifetime for whatever reason they may have been. And giving each and every one of us permission to shine our lights for us and for them and for the future generations to come. For our angels, for our ancestors, for our loved ones. I know if you are listening to this, you are a brave soul. You are the one here to make some big changes. And I thank you and I honor you. Let's take a deep breath in and exhale. Thank you for dropping into this portal with me, for being on this journey with me. If you want to connect more on a regular basis, the doors to the weekly glow up are currently open till the end of this month. The glow up meets every Monday, alternating Mondays at 12 p.m. for hot seat coaching and 8 p.m. for energetic healing and upgrades. This Monday night, we will be meeting together for the Libra full moon at 8 p.m. So anyone that joins over this weekend will have access to join me for a full moon gathering. If you have questions, you can DM me. If you want to work with me one-on-one, I am taking on a few new clients beginning in the spring, which happens to be right now. So in the next 2 weeks, I'll be onboarding. If that feels like you, send me a DM. We can connect and make sure that I am the right fit for you and you are the right fit for me. I am here to help. I am here to help you remember who you are and to experience all of your energy. Again, thank you for tuning in with me. I love you. Wishing you a wonderful, wonderful full moon eclipse.